Paul Keegan. How's he?
He's got a slight strain on the same leg that he's had what we call a dead leg, two dead legs in recent weeks. So it's pretty sore at the moment. Knowing Paul as I do in terms of the other injury, he comes back very quickly and he's determined to come back and come back fit. So yeah, he's ruled out for the weekend.
Right, but then hopefully Tuesday down at the MK Dons he'll be back.
That might be a possibility. If the injury improves at the rate that the previous one has done, then there's every chance of that, yes.
Billy Painter didn't obviously feature the other day. Is he likely to be fit then? Because he was a maybe for the other night, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think Bill he'll do him good an extra day. We discussed the situation on Tuesday morning. He felt he wasn't just quite right. I think it'll benefit, not only benefit him, but benefit the team that he didn't start. It was a joint decision and it was the right one because Billy came on and played his part late on in the game.
Do you have any other selection concerns ahead of this match this weekend?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Everybody's come through. Martin Woods is, as you're aware, still not available. Chris Brown is looking positive in terms of his progress. And hopefully he'll be joining in with the party fairly soon. Fairly soon might be a couple of days.
Right, because the last time we were stood here, it was actually good news, wasn't it? He was well ahead of schedule back. So is that still the case?
Yeah, that's still the case. He's still on course and he's working extra hard to be ready.
So what about Martin Woods then? What is the prognosis with him? He was a month before. Is there any kind of sign that he's getting closer?
No. It'll be a minimum of a month and. He's been dogged by injuries, unfortunately, Martin, hasn't he, for a long time? And this other one is not good for him, to be honest.
It's really kind of curtailed his career because he was flying for 2 or 3 years at this football club.
Yes. It's the worst part of being a professional footballer is being injured. There's no doubt about that. Players get used to winning, get used to losing, but I don't think he can ever get used to being injured for a long period.
I don't wish to be blunt, but could this affect him going forward then? Because he has had a lot of injury problems recently in terms of staying here.
Oh, it's too soon to talk about that.
Kyle Bennett scored, obviously, the other day, didn't he? Has that been coming for him? Because he, as a player, is one of the perhaps more naturally gifted footballers at this football club, but perhaps has been off the boil for a time.
He's done exactly what you want of your substitutes and of your squad is to, when you come on, I told the lads from day one, games of football at any level, it's 14 versus 14. That's how much it could be. You can have three subs, the opposition can have three subs. So the players coming on have to make an impact. There's no better way than scoring a win in the last minute than making an impact. So, he has got a talent. He's now got competition for places as well. So that's what I've been after.
So what does he need to do now to become a regular again? Because he's one of those kind of X-factor players, isn't he, that does have a trick about him, that can score goals when he's on the top of his game.
Yes, but his record's not great this year. I know it can be improved and we may be able to improve it from now to the end of the season. Perhaps this is a start of getting a few goals on the line, like James Husband, 2-2, in the right place at the right time. So hopefully James will get 3-3 and carry it on. Similarly with Kyle. When players get on goal-scoring form, they find themselves in the right place and they can finish.
Where do you see his best position then for Doncaster Rovers? Where can he best fit in here?
Well, I think Kyle's best position is an attacking midfield player. Rather than an attacking wide player, I think Kyle's better really coming from a slightly withdrawn role rather than in an out and out wide player. He can play in wide positions, obviously right and left, but I see him long term being a slightly withdrawn attacking midfield player.
Because he's clearly a player with great potential, isn't he? And I suppose it's important to remind ourselves is he not yet 21? He's still young, at the young end of the scale.
21's old in my ears. That's an old man, 21 in football. 16 and 17 is young in football for me, but he's. There comes a time when you have to realise your potential, and that time is coming soon for Kyle.
Gary Woods, obviously a mistake the other day. It's an uncharacteristic one. How's he responded to that?
Gary's been fine. Strong character, strong personality. And he's over it. He's over it. I've no worries about Gary. Gary's having a really good season. I've been delighted with Gary. He knows the mistake. You know, he's made two now. Really, but it hasn't cost us. He's made two mistakes. We've got 4 points. So the team have made amends for him. So that's the important thing. When somebody makes a mistake, can somebody make up for it? And that's what the team have done. 4 points from two games, and he's made two mistakes.
I just wonder if he needs more competition for his place then. Somebody on his shoulder, because he was the competition for such a long time,
yeah.
to Neil Sullivan. Does he need that?
Yeah, I understand that. No, at this moment in time, no. I think he's number one, deserved to be number one. I've been really impressed with John Maxted. In the couple of games we've seen him playing and in training, I've been really impressed with John. And should something untoward happen to, I wouldn't be afraid of putting John in. And obviously we've got Neil as another backup. So we're okay. Yeah, Gary will be okay, he'll be fine.
Now, whenever we throw out questions to fans to say, look, we're going to see your manager today, obviously you in Doncaster Rovers, many of them want to know about the progress of Jordan Ball. Where's he now? How's he coming along?
Jordan's, to be honest, because of the lack of reserve team games, we haven't got a reserve team in effect. So games that we arrange for players who are not actively involved in the first team are training ground games. And since I've been here, we've had two in the last month, which is not enough. So I in answer to your question, I like him in training. I like his attitude. He's got some mobility, and he's got his power and his strength is an asset. But playing wise, I probably couldn't give you the right assessment because I haven't seen him play. Yeah. So I mean, I'm being honest. And that's where you really need to assess the players in competitive football.
Is he someone you see as being part of the first team picture then at this minute, or is he someone that's maybe for the future, maybe next season?
Maybe next season for Jordan.
What potential do you think this lad has then? The reason why I ask is he's constantly on the fans' lips, so they know or have seen something.
Well, what Jordan has done that I'm aware of this year, he's come on and made an impact as a substitute and scored. So obviously the fans realise that and wondering how he's getting on. He'll get his. I mean, when I've been able to assess him, he might get his chance this season. He might do. I'm not ruling that out, but I really need to see him in games, and that will be probably more now next season.
Speaking of players that have made an impact, Lundstrom's come in. He's done very well, hasn't he, in the couple of games that he's played for Doncaster Rovers?
He's quality. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when you see Housen play either, when he comes in. I know quality when I see it.
Do you want to keep it? Is he going to stick around for the remainder of the season, Lundstrom?
Well, I'm hoping so, yes. And initially, it's for a month. I've tentatively approached David Moyes to say if he could make it longer, and he's not against that at this moment. He's not against that happening because he's been delighted with what he's seen and heard so far.
So, top of the table now. What does that mean to you?
It's the start of something big. We need to enjoy it up there. Need to be enjoying on the top, looking down at others. It's the best place to be.
And psychologically, because I think we were talking before that to go top, it's like the first time, oddly, as it turns out this season, that Doncaster Rovers have gone top of the table. Have you seen a lift with the lads around the training ground to know that they're actually there now, regardless of how close it is?
I don't care what you say. When they pick that newspaper up on Wednesday morning after the dramatic result, they look at it and they'll be smiling. And when players have got a smile on their face, most certainly in the training ground, they're happy and they're enjoying the football. It's an easy barometer to measure players in terms of confidence, because if they're smiling and enjoying their football, you've got every chance.
I thought people in football didn't read papers.
I'm sure you read the league table, that's for certain. Without a doubt.
it's obviously still very congested up there and will continue to get ever closer, but it makes life so much more interesting, doesn't it? And it must bring about even more perhaps excitement from within squads.
Yeah, and what we've got now is good competition for places, players coming back fit, raring to go, raring to be involved, fighting for places, want to be in the team, want to be part of something that's good. And what we have to do is just make certain they stay as relaxed as they possibly can. I think if you go into the last 10 games relaxed and composed, that's the key to success.
Speaking of the league table, are Hartlepool in a false position right now? Because they've turned their season dramatically on an upward curve in the last 7 or 8 matches.
I've seen Hartlepool play many times. I see them 2 weeks ago against Leighton Orient when we had a free weekend. The desire and hunger to win the game was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. They really, really were fighting for their lives. And that was evident in the game. And then going back to just after Christmas, I saw him play at Bramall Lane and win well at Bramall Lane. There's no doubt about that. So it wasn't a fluke. Far from it. So we've also had them watch in between times as well. And they are going to be probably the hardest opponents we've had for a long time.
Can you put your finger on why then? Because I think it was 2 wins in 27 and now it's 7 unbeaten. It's just clicked just like that for them.
You've got to give credit to the manager, that's for certain. The manager's come in and done something, new manager, and what it has done, it's worked. And only he'll be able to tell you exactly what he's done, probably on the training ground, or getting a winning mentality. Perhaps he's been using that avenue, but we'll have to be really on our guard on Saturday.
Having seen the match at Bramall Lane, similarly, they were all over Sheffield United, never let them settle. I wonder if that's one of the reasons why they've pulled off some of the results they have.
They are difficult opponents to play because they don't give you a lot of time, and that'll be the same on Saturday.
Can you envisage this then as being one of those almost nervy games in some respects, because it is a team who will come and work and work and work?
Yeah, but we have to overcome that. Our nervy period is over. We've had that. That's gone. That's gone now. We've had that little patch where we didn't win for 4 games. We've now not lost for 4 games. And we're over that. We're on the right road. We're on the right road, back on track.
Without wishing to throw out clichés, everybody has one, don't they? Everyone has that wobble in a year. I suppose it just depends on when you have it.
Yeah, that's right. We've had it with plenty of time to spare.
It's a situation where over recent weeks, plenty of people, including yourself, have highlighted the pitch at the Keepmoat Stadium. Just finally on that. Is it better now? Is the pitch you're going to walk out on at 3 o'clock on Saturday more to your liking? And it doesn't help, does it, the weather at the minute?
No, the weather's not great. It's not great. The pitch isn't great. We have to accept that.
Is it something that can be changed at all, or is it something
Not in the short term, no. Right. And short term is now and the end of the season, no. As far as I'm aware, the answer to that is no.
I suppose the fear, or perhaps hope, if you phrase it differently, is that it just doesn't affect you. Would you ever sort of have to change how you would want to play at home because of
it? No. The pitch is a football pitch. It's the same size as anybody, as others. It's flat. It's bouncy. You have to deal with that.
And is this a situation, just to go back to the league table, where you'll now more gravitate to look at what everybody else has done afterwards, just to see where you are?
No, I'll never do that. Some people sit down and think, well, Swindon can get X number of points, but they can only get X number of points if they beat Bournemouth or if they beat Brentford, and Brentford can only get X number of points if they beat us, and we can only... Nah. Just see what we can get. 1 point more than the next one. 1 point more than one below us, and that's we'll be all right.
8 or 9 more wins should seal automatic, do you reckon?
10 would do it.
Yeah, I suppose.
10 would do it.
12, you'd probably get the title.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Why not go for that?